This is a class, September 10th?
Yes.
September 10th, 2023. We're discussing Madhuri Bhav, Madhuri Sadhana, and tasting Bhakti Ras. We're discussing transient feelings, which in Sanskrit are called Sanchari Bhavas. You want to translate for her?
She speaks English.
She knows. Sorry. Okay. So this is, we're describing, these are feelings. There's 33 different feelings that Radha and Krishna experience in their love relationship. Their loving relationship is called Madhurya. Madhurya means sweet. It's sweet, amorous love. It's the love of a man and woman, but this is the transcendental Purusha and the transcendental Shakti, Krishna and Radharani. So the book is describing, I'll read from the book. These are called Vyavichari or Sanchari. Chari means moving. They move. They're compared to the permanent emotional exchange between two lovers is called Madhurati. And in the context of amorous love between Krishna and Radharani, certain sentiments and feelings rise like waves in the ocean and settle. And they rise up and go in. They rise and fall, rise and fall. And this is also experienced in our everyday life when you hear the list of the different emotions. These are secondary emotions which especially aid the dominant moods of love and are expressed by mental, verbal, and physical transformations. Because they give motion or life to the dominant mood, they're called Sanchari Bhavas. Bhava means feeling, sentiments, emotions, and Sanchari means moving. So these are different sentiments and feelings that move the dominant emotion. The avacharis are compared to waves which swell and merge back into the ocean of the dominant or primary mood, which is called Stayi Bhav. Upon merging with the ocean, they lose their individuality and again become one with the ocean. In other words, you're a man and you're in love with some woman, or a woman in love with some man. So these are the 33 emotions that you'll experience. And there's a different definition in material and spiritual expression of these emotions and spiritual. So, first one is despondency. I'll just read them successively. Despondency, depression, humility, laziness, languor, exhaustion, intoxication, pride, doubt. This is a big feature of love, man and woman. Doubts. So, does she loves me? She loves me not. She's coming or going. So doubt, agitation, anxiety, madness, forgetfulness, disease, bewilderment, death, laziness, torpidity, shyness, concealment, remembrance, speculation, certainty, worry, patience, exaltation, enthusiasm, nastiness. Lord, that's nasty. That's pretty good. And these you can relate to anger, anger, envy, restlessness, sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness. All these transient emotions, means they come and they go, are manifested in amorous love, Mother Ras. With the exception of two of these emotions, two of these 33 are not manifest in the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nastiness, ugrata, and laziness, alasya. So no laziness. Don't be nasty and don't be lazy. So he describes them one by one by citing different quotations from Shastra. First one he lists is Otsukyo, which means eagerness. So in love there should be eagerness. O Devi, this is Das Goswami praying as Tulsi Mandri and Bilal Kuswandri. O Devi, I am an insignificant servant of your lotus feet, but my weak body is being burned in the fire of your separation. Please revive me by giving me a glance, which will give make me come alive again. So if you're missing someone you love, you want to have some connection with them, a message, a phone call, or a glance, or whatever. So the mantra's praying. So now it goes on. One day, Krishna committed some great offenses. Even Krishna's making up her and Radharani is angry and won't speak to Krishna. Krishna comes to Radharani, and what does he do? Falls at her feet and tries to pacify her with so many sweet words. That's standard. When a woman is angry with a man and upset and angry for some reason, then if the man really loves that woman, he'll humbly approach her and fold his hands and say, fall at her feet and try to make her cool down and become favorable again with sweet words. You're so pretty, you're so kind. Please forgive me this. When will the Manjari spring? When will my eyes become happy to see Krishna in such a position? But Manjaris are happy when Krishna's Manjaris, the maid servants of Radharani, are happy when they see Krishna bowing down in humility at the feet of Radharani, begging forgiveness. He goes on, when will Radharani bathe me in her seva? Will it be on that day that Krishna blows his flute, revealing where he is, and Radharani rushes out to the forest to meet Krishna? But at that time, Radharani's eyes are full of laughter. That's pretty good. And her entire body is blossoming in rapturous pleasure. And she's shyly scratching her ears. That's some kind of expression of loving sentiments, scratching her ears. Eyes full of laughter, that's a nice one. Eyes full of laughter. I like that. But how can your eyes be full of laughter unless your heart is full of laughter? So Radharani's feeling in a funny mood for some reason. Joyful, happy mood. Oh Radhi, when will you give me ecstasy to my eyes? Will I ever see you in Cupid's Kunja in the forest with all the coward girls, defeating Krishna with your clever arguments in a battle of words? So they're having, Radha and Krishna having a verbal battle, and they're arguing. Like, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, they're always fighting, arguing time to time. So Radha and Krishna are also arguing, but Radharani's winning. And Krishna's losing. Jai Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So that's the sunshine bhav of otsukya, eagerness. Now this is intoxication. Doesn't mean intoxication like drinking whiskey or something. This means intoxicated, because you can become intoxicated. Intoxicated means a type of pride. You can say. It's like, it says intoxication due to good fortune. So Bhagyamada. So he gives an example. Oh, beautifully thighed Radharani, your ears are like ropes which Cupid uses to capture the man elephant known as Krishna. When will the day come when I joyfully decorate your ears with earrings? In other words, the maid servant of Radharani is dressing Radharani, decorating her with earrings, putting earrings on Radharani. And as she's doing it, she says, she's glorifying Radharani's power over Krishna. So your ears, ears are ears. Ears are meant for hearing flute, hearing love talks, or hearing hearing sound. But the mantris, the maitsurans saying, your ears are now for hearing sound. They're like ropes, ropes for tying up an elephant. So who's the elephant? The elephant is Krishna. He's a mad elephant. And if he just sees around these earrings, I'll hang these earrings here, which will attract Krishna. Because there's nothing hanging on your ear. No one's going to look at your ears. But a woman has really fancy earrings on her. Let's look at this fancy earring. Makara Kundala. You know, it draws the attention. That's the idea. Look at me. Look how pretty I look. And you have to move your head like this. So the mantra is saying, when Radharani Krishna will look at you, then I'll see these earrings I'm hanging, then I'll see your ears, and just your ears will tie them up. Just see the power of Radharani. Just your ears can tie down the mad elephant Krishna. That's Sanchari Bhav. And Radharani, because of the power of her ears and her earrings, she becomes Sobhagya Mata. She becomes intoxicated with her good fortune. What is Radharani's good fortune? Her beauty. When people become beautiful, they become intoxicated with their beauty. When people become wealthy, they become intoxicated with their wealth. People become strong, they become intoxicated with their strength. So this intoxication is Sobhagya Mata. And the third sensory bhava is called Garva, G-A-R-V-A. Which is pride. He cites a verse from Vilakuswanjali. O Madhurmukhi. O Madhurmukhi means sweet face. Madhur means honey. Hey, o honey face. O Madhurmukhi. Radhike. When will I see Krishna leave Chandravali's kunj? After he smells your bodily fragrance being carried in the wind. And like a mad bee after honey, Krishna comes running to the shores of Radhakund. When I see this, I'll be very proud of you. So in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 16, Krishna describes the qualities, the demoniac or non-godly qualities. The one quality lists is pride.
Dumbo
means jumbo. Dumbo means pride. So pride is an enemy for bhakti, for love of God. If one is proud of his own position, he can't submit or she can't submit to Bhagavan. They think they're greater, think they're like God themselves. They're devas or devis themselves. So Mahaprabhu tells us to give up pride and be humble. Become humble. The Bible says, and the meek and humble shall inherit the kingdom of God. So every religious scripture describes humility as a precursor to attain the mercy of God. But here we find in the spiritual world, the mantris are showing pride, but not pride in themselves, they're showing pride in Radharani. Radharani is their boss, is their Ishwari. She's their queen, they're maidservants of the queen. Radharani's the queen, and they're her maidservants. Dasis. Dasi. So the mantris are proud to see Krishna running like a bee to Radhakund because he smelled Radharani's body in Radhakund. The wind blew from the north and blew down to Manasi Ganga. From Radhakund the wind blew south to Manasi Ganga where Krishna was pasturing the cows. And Krishna said, oh, that's Radharani. He told the cow boys, one cow got loose, I had to go look for that cow. I'll be back in sometime. I'll be back in 5 hours. You said, you just tell me, I'll be right back. I'll be right back in 5 hours. So Krishna came running like the speed of the wind. He came running to Radhakund. How far is that? 5 kilometers. 5 kilometer run. Lightning super fast. Bullet train. To meet Radharani and Radhakund. So the monkey sees that and she goes, oh, this is my Ishwari. This is my queen. Krishna's not running anywhere else like this, but he's running to my queen. And I'm her maidservant. So I'm proud of her, and I also got a little pride too. I get some pride too, because she's the queen causing it all, but I'm the maidservant of that proud queen. So I get some pride on the side. A Russian gentleman is looking at this man. This guy's a little crazy. So your friend is a little sober minded. He's looking at the guy like, what's this guy crying? It's okay, he's not dangerous. He's my secret weapon. Anyway, it's out of line, I let him loose. A few writing questions on the internet. Who's that guy that laughs like a monkey? I said, he's my pet monkey. Everybody has their own signature model, you know? Yeah, that's yours. That's one of your many. Yours is more silent, not so wild. Anyway. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. The more variety, the more enjoyment. So now the fourth Sanchari Bhava, we're discussing Vyavachari Bhava, Sanchari is called Avahita. Avahita means covered or hidden or concealed. This, oftentimes lovers conceal their emotions. They hide something from their lover. So this is called Avahita, concealment. And he quotes a passage from Utkalika Valari by Rupa Goswami. O Mukunda, O Agari, when will I come to you while you are in Chandavi's Kunj? Chandravali is a sucky, and she's the rival of Radharani. She's anti-party. Anti-party. Danger girl. And Krishna goes to the danger girl. He goes to Radharani, and he goes to Chandravali. You never know where he's going to be next. So now Radharani's servant has come and spied on him. So the Manji is saying, oh, Mukunda, when will I come find you in Chandavi's Kunj? When I find you with the rival Radharani, I will tell a lie. Remember, this is expertise of women. The Manjis are also expert liars. So the Manjis, Krishna's with Chandavi, with a rival, Sakhi and a Kunja, in the forest. And Dasi runs in and says, oh, Krishna, there's a fierce monster. A monster has come to attack Vrindavan. You have to come quickly, save the Rishvasis. Then after taking you out of the clutches of Chandavi with these words, I will take you immediately to Radharani. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe. Just see how clever the Manjris are. Pretty good trick, huh? Lying gets the job done, you know. Lying is very effective. The first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Pram Satyam Chadimi. from Satyam. Satyam means truth. God is truth, truth is God. But in the spiritual world, they're lying. Okay, it's a surprise idea. Now, Sankalpa Kalpa Jhum, explanation of concealment. So this shows that Manjari concealed the truth, she lied. You can hide the truth by lying. It's not recommended. Oh, Swami Radhike, in the morning, when you and the other sakis are running home down a hidden path, I will secretly follow Krishna. Just see this guy. Krishna spends the whole night with Radharani, rasa dancing, drinking wine, playing dice, wandering in the forest, eating a big picnic, going in the kunja, enjoying Radhikeya, intimate, amorous activities. And then the sunrise, Radharani has run home to her house, and Krishna runs home. But Krishna doesn't go. He goes to Chandali. He goes to Ladasaki. He says, 600 Radharani in the sunrise. Bye, Radharani. See you. Then he runs to Ladasaki. What is this? What is this guy? What kind of guy is this? This God. So what is Radharani? So he's kind of fire here tonight. He'll run away from here tonight. Say, what is this Christian guy? The Dasi will secretly follow Krishna and watch him as he tries to make up this, to comfort and appease the angry Chandrava who got stood up all night because Krishna told Radharani, I'll meet you at 11 p.m. And he also told Chandrava, I'll meet you at 11 p.m. So two girls are waiting for one guy at 11 p.m. He goes to one, and then he leaves her and runs to the other at sunrise. And that's where she's going to be angry. Stood up. She spent the entire night waiting for him to come. And when. And then the Dasi will report back to Radharani what she saw. So imagine how Radharani's going to peel his ears this news. Okay, that's it for now. That's it. That's a little bit of... That's enough. So now we'll start a new...